little background about your company and how things are going with you lately.
Our company transitioned from being part of another company to where Jenna Sims and I now co-own it. We've both worked at that cafe for 5 years, but the last year and a half we've owned it. The times, they are very tough. We spent our 1 year anniversary locked down because we're inside the central library. When they close, we're closed. So we've had a 4 month hiatus starting March 15th, and we came back August 1st, and we've been roaring along considering. We used to have several employees, and now we have one part-time one, but the library is shutting down to patrons again, so it's just going to be Jenna and I.
Have you considered changing locations?
We've considered doing other locations. Jenna is ready to open a coffee shop anywhere she can serve coffee to someone at 5 o'clock in the morning. But myself, I am in love with the library and being the cafe for the staff and patrons there.
What creative ways have you thought about, considered, implemented to not only meet your payroll, keep your employees, but also to just keep the lights on?
We are working on a plan with hopefully the cooperation of the library where we'll start selling some of the things that we sell in bulk, platters. We do a crock pot soup at the library with as many fresh, local, chemical-free or organic ingredients as possible. And we're going to be selling quarts of that as a way to bring bulk sales in. We'll sell coffee both in bean form and in the to-go things, whatever it takes to round that income up. When we started back up, we had an inkling that we were going to get shut down again. So we opened up a business savings account and have been socking money away in that to help us get through these times.
If you had the opportunity to teach a college business course, what would be the bullet points you would like to teach that class?
Keep good books. Know where you are financially at any given moment. Save some money, even if it means not doing something fun sometimes, so that when times get lean, you can have a backup.
Thank you so much for your time today.
Perry, thank you so much. Big fan.